Good evening. You're listening to English Waves. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. On the eve of the ninth act of the Gilets Jaunes planned for tomorrow, January 12th, authorities say they expect a stronger and more radical mobilization, according to Paris Police Headquarters. Security measures will therefore be reinforced as they had been in December. Of the 80,000 police officers and gendarmes mobilized throughout France, 5,000 will be in Paris. Gatherings are planned in several major cities of France and in Bourges. The capital of the Cher has been designated by several leaders of the movement as the epicenter of the country because of its geographical position. The prefecture of the department announced that demonstrations were banned for fear of acts of violence. Jacques Toubon, the defender of rights, opened an investigation on possible violations of the right to protest denounced by the Gilets Jaunes. Protesters were arrested on January 2nd in Paris on the sidelines of the arrest of Éric Drouet, one of the movement's leaders. The court postpones its decision regarding Jean-Claude Roman's parole hearing. There will be a new hearing on January 31st. Sentenced to life in 1996 for the murder of his family, he has already served his 22-year security period sentence and is therefore theoretically releasable. France is expected to soon announce protective measures to deal with the arrival of the African swine fever. Wild boars, which carry the disease, were slaughtered in Belgium last week and, for the first time, outside of the buffer zone set up in the country, near the French border. The Minister of Agriculture, Didier Guillaume, is in Belgium this Friday to take stock of the situation. And oceans are warming up much faster than we think. A new study supported by the UN, published Thursday in the Science Journal, revised upwards significantly increases in temperatures of the oceans at 2,000 meters below the surface, thanks to new measuring tools. The result is a rise in sea level of around 30 centimeters by the end of the century, accompanied by denser rainfalls. And then soccer. Premier League returns tonight for the 20th day with two games, Caen-Lille at 7 and Lyon-Reims at 8:45. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.